Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating 30 years of presenting classic jazz performers and emerging artists to San Francisco audiences. More information about the new performance hall and the musicians launching the inaugural season at the new SF Jazz Center at sfjazz.org.
Wow, there's a party starter for you. That's James Dandifer's Hummingbird Brigade, inspired by New Orleans brass bands, street bands of New Orleans. It's a tune called Joy in the Streets by James Dandifer. And the solos in there were by Chad McKayla on baritone sax, Steve Manette and Rod Murray on trombone, Chris Gastron on the B3 organ, with James Dandifer's Hummingbird Brigade out of Vancouver, B.C., opening up our Jazz Northwest for today here on 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon, and we've got a variety of music coming up for you drawn from various sources. Thanks to Robin Lloyd for that nice article on KPLU.org about the Latin jazz scene. It's really been building over the last few years. A lot of good groups and some new recordings coming out. We're going to hear a couple of them coming up, one by Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective and another one by Johnny Conga. The Larry Barlow Band, Latin Jazz Collective, is something he's been working on for a while to get his own music out there. In the meantime, he's played with a lot of Latin jazz groups around the Seattle area, El Conjunto Fabuloso, Pojinche, Sabor, and Sonando, playing Latin percussion with various other groups as well. In his own group, we'll hear a composition by Larry Barlow and Doug Beavers, the trombonist, New York-based, who helped him out with the arrangements on this album. And you'll also hear Melicio Magdaluyo on flute in here and Mike Olmos on trumpet, a blend of Seattle and San Francisco musicians on the opening title from this new CD, Carmen's Mambo. This is called Pelante, Moving Ahead. Thank you. couple of new Latin jazz recordings to come out of the Pacific Northwest. We just heard Johnny Conga's new recording, which is titled simply Olé. He played vibes as well as all the hand percussion in there, congas, bongos, timbales, etc. And the pianist was Julio Jauregui, who had a lot to do with the recording. I believe it was his studio that was used for this. Steve Mostovoy was on trumpet, and Nathaniel Paul was the saxophonist there in music from this new CD by Johnny Conga, a piece written and arranged by Johnny called Chablou, J.C. Before that, we were listening to Larry Barlow and the Latin Jazz Collective and a piece titled Palante, Moving Ahead, which was a co-composition by Larry Barlow and trombonist Doug Beavers, who also did a lot of the arranging for this album. Palante from the percussionist Larry Barlow. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on a Sunday afternoon from 88.5 KPLU. We're over in Kirkland this afternoon to record the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which is playing a concert at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Kirkland Performance Center. Should be a great concert. I'm looking forward to hearing the music of Thad Jones from Count Basie to the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing the second of two concerts in this series. The first one, last night, was sold out at Nordstrom Recital Hall, and this afternoon's concert takes place at 3. There may be some tickets available. Call KPC to see if there are any available. Reggie Goings is at Tula's this afternoon with the regular First Sunday matinee. Bill Adieu Quartet plays the First Baptist Church Jazz Vespers tonight at 6. That's the Troy Chapman Group. PK's Crush Trio with Skerrick and Greg Keplinger is playing at the Blue Moon tonight at 9 o'clock. Coming up on Tuesday is an interesting program. Two guitarists, Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, will be performing at the Kirkland Performance Center. Each guitarist will do a solo set, then they'll come back and do duos together. Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, one night only, the two of us at Kirkland Performance Center. J. Thomas Big Band plays Tuesday night at Tula's, and another guitarist, Oz Noy, with Anthony Jackson and Dave Weckl, will be playing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the Legacy Quartet with Clarence A. Cox at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. Joe Doria and Skerrick will be at Mona's on Thursday night. Jacob Zimmerman plays some classic bebop at Egan's on Thursday. Kelly Johnson at Tula's on Friday. The Cats Boogaloo, J. Thomas's Boogaloo group, will be playing at Boxley's next Saturday. Susan Pascal Quartet will be at Tula's the same night. Also next Saturday, the Highline Classic Jazz Festival runs from 2:30 in the afternoon until 10 at night at the Landmark Events Center in Des Moines. There'll be three stages, lots of different bands. For more information, see the events calendar at kplu.org as well as the earshot.org calendar with daily events and regular updates too at seattlejazzscene.com. I thought we'd play a little music from Kevin Eubanks, who's going to be playing Tuesday night at the Kirkland Performance Center along with Stanley Jordan. Kevin Eubanks' new album is titled The Messenger, and from it we'll hear a piece titled Loved Ones. Thank you. Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschel at the piano, Chris Simer on bass, and music from their CD together titled Blueprints. That was Duke Ellington's Just Squeeze Me. Before that, Kevin Eubanks and some solo guitar from his new album just out called The Messenger. We heard Kevin Eubanks playing his composition titled Loved Ones. Kevin Eubanks is going to be joining forces with another solo guitarist Tuesday night at the Kirkland Performance Center. He'll be joined by Stanley Jordan. They'll each play a solo set and then combine for a duet to finish out the program Tuesday night at Kirkland Performance Center. Looking forward to hearing that. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Next is music from Jay Thomas's new CD called The Cats. John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Jay plays trumpet and saxophones on the present recording, and he's heard on tenor sax on this one. Inspired by the boogaloo movement of the 60s, and as a matter of fact, the group is going to be playing next Saturday night at Boxley's North Bend. Jay Thomas and the Cats, and this is one that was written by Hank Mobley back in the day. It's called Soul Station.
Thank you.
That's the group Human Spirit performing live at Tula's during the Earshot Festival a year ago. And that piece titled In Unity by Matt Jorgensen, the drummer. Mark Taylor was on alto sax and Thomas Marriott on trumpet. And they were joined by East Coasters Oren Evans at the piano and Essiet Essiet on bass from the CD Human Spirit live at the Earshot Jazz Festival, the CD Dialogue. Before that, Jay Thomas and the Cats. Jay Thomas on tenor, John Hansen piano, Chuck Kissler bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. And they were recorded in a tune by Hank Mobley, part of their Boogaloo sessions here. That was Soul Station by Hank Mobley. The Cats will be playing at Boxley's next Saturday night in North Bend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. The Ballard Jazz Festival has been announced. It runs April 17th through the 20th and will feature a variety of performances, as in the past, with Circle of the Drum, the guitarists, and a jazz walk on Friday night and a big concert on Saturday night. The main stage concert includes Gary Bartz, Lou Soloff, George Colligan, Sylvia Cuenca, Vinnie Golia, and Allison Miller, and others. And that's April 17th through the 20th for the Ballard Jazz Festival coming up. Listening to Thomas Marriott also reminds me that the Earshot Golden Ear Awards is coming up. He's going to be playing it, and he's also he's also on the ballot for the Golden Ear Awards this year. For Northwest Recording of the Year, the Acoustic Ensemble, Alternative Group, Concert of the Year, Instrumentalist of the Year, so on. And it's all, the ballot is in the Earshot currently, or you can find it online and vote online, as a matter of fact, too, at earshot.org. The award ceremony takes place at Tula's. I believe it's March 20th that's coming up. We have a new solo piano album by Jovino Santos Neto. It's one of a series, Volume 4, in the Adventure Music Series of Piano Masters of Brazil. And Jovino Santos Neto plays 20 short selections in this album, including a number of his own short pieces, as well as by some of his musical heroes as well. We'll hear an original by Jovino, and then we'll hear a piece by Edu Lobo. The first piece is Jovino's composition titled Hoping for the Day, and then we'll hear Edu Lobo's Choro Bandido, the bandit choro. Jovino Santos Neto in two selections from his new album just out on Adventure Music, Piano Masters series, music of Brazil. Jovino Santos Neto and one of his compositions titled Hoping for the Day, and then a short one titled Choro Bandido by Udo Lobo. That was recorded in the Fazzoli Piano Showroom in New York. I'm Jim Wilkie. That wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.